Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Yeah, moving kind of slow. Just too much going on. So when you're like so inundated with so many things to do, the one day that you can actually take it slow, you just do. It's just the nature of the beast. So I have to say that it's like November, and next week is Thanksgiving. It's amazing how fast that came. Like, October creeped by day by day by day, which was nice, actually. And then it was like Halloween, and then bam, it's the middle of November. It was like, oh my God, are you kidding? So we're having this like really, really, really Indian summer weather. It's actually, I think, 60 degrees today. So balmy because it's going to rain, but really nice weather. It's like it's up and down. It's a little chilly, then it's warm, then it's a little chilly, then it's a little warm. So it's been a little insane weather-wise. Like you have no idea how to dress. So I guess you could say sniffle season, although I'm not sick. I don't have the sniffles, but everybody around me seems to have the sniffles, and they're all sick and stuff. So anyway, so much going on. So, you know, I have to say, when the whole thing with ISIS that happened in France, and God knows, you know, my heart is there, and I feel for them, and this is just such insanity. It's like, it's true. How do you fight terrorism? It's not like you can go into one country and say, hey, knock it off, we're going to take it over, blah, 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 blah. And nobody knows what to do, right? So everybody's all over the place, like, what to do? Where's Golda Meir? And it's like, what do you do? So they're trying to go and infiltrate, you know, group by group. But it's like you're talking about groups that are like individuals that are siding with, you know, sort of kind of like what you would call the resistance, you know. But there's not even like one organized, well, there is, but you don't know where it is. So anyway, kind of crazy, crazy stuff going on. And it's just, I don't know. You know, Israel's been living with stuff like this forever. And what do? They just go and go and go and go and go and continue forward, moving forward. And it's just, you know, you get used to it, which is a terrible thing to say, but you get used to it. Anyway, not the kind of thing you want to get used to, right? Just having people taken out in every which way. It's just crazy. Anyway, so sad fact, just craziness, really, no words, that's all I can say, no words. So I have to wish my ex a happy birthday. That's DR, so happy, and many happy returns. So I have to say that it was like, I ended up teaching yesterday instead of today, so they switched my schedule around. So I would have done the show yesterday, but like I said, so we're doing this book project. And I have to say, it's really cool doing a book project with a class of kids. But the thing is, in a public school system, and the kids are so regimented, it's so amazing to me. It's like, you know, I teach in an art school, and it's private. So when the kids come in, it's like cut loose. It's like the after-school thing. It's like they cut loose a little bit, so that they're more, you know, open to things. But you get into a classroom setting, and it's really amazing how their creativity is like, it's so quelled. It's like these kids are asking you questions about things that are like almost innate, you know. It's like, which hand do you write with? I don't know, my left or my right. Well, okay, which one? I don't know. So you tell them, use a crayon. I don't know how to use a crayon. What do you mean you don't know how to use a crayon? I can do it in pencil. No, you can't draw in pencil. It's very funny to me that it's like, I tell them, draw what you think. What is it that you see? Close your eyes and visualize what it is that you're looking at and draw that for me. I don't know how to draw. It's like, wow. And you get into an art school setting and the kids come in, and I think that their mind is geared a different way, and they get in and you tell them, okay, I want you to draw this. Sometimes you'll get a kid that'll say, I don't know how or what you mean, and then you explain it again. But it's like you just, they have a different, you know, it's the old adage. It's the only thing I say all the time over and over and over, Einstein's relativity. It's all relative. So you go into a different setting and all of a sudden you have a different mindset. So you're open to things in a different way, in a different manner. It's really interesting. I find that to be, like, truly, like, wow. So we're making these books with the kids, and I'm loving the project. And it's amazing how hands-on I am. It's like I'm doing so much artwork for the kids. And the class is like 5 seconds. It's 45 minutes. It's like, seriously, 5 seconds. I get in and I get them started immediately. And then the next thing I know, I look up and I'm going to the next room. You know, you teach in an art setting, in an art room, in a classroom, and there's no schedule like that. An hour and a half sometimes goes really slow. Sometimes an hour and a half is really fast, but 45 minutes is ridiculous. It's just like, what can you possibly accomplish in 4 45-minute classes? So I have to say, this is quite an undertaking, but very rewarding, because the kids really appreciate you. It's such at a different level. I can't even, I guess I just explained it. It's very lovely. Anyway, and then they get so excited when you walk in, you know, and it's like you get a little quick cheer. Oh, yay, it's Lisa. It's like, oh, yay, I'm here. So, where they call me the artist, and they'll come over and they'll say, artist, can you help me with this? And I'm like, oh, I love that. I love that. That's so cool. It's just, I find that to be very yummy. So I have another friend who's like kind of like in the doldrums of not always happy, you know, the up and down, up and down, up and down. It says to me all the time, how can you be happy all the time? And I said, how could you be not happy all the time? It's like, there are times that things are bothering me, but it's not going to quell my happiness. It may make me uncomfortable or put me in a situation, but you just have to go with it, right? I think that's the whole thing. Oh, my God, I think I just figured out the painting that I'm working on. I just got it. I've been working on a new painting. Okay, so let's talk about something completely different. So I'm working on a new painting, and somebody was asking me, how long does it take you to finish a painting? Well, technically, the painting is done before I start it, because I kind of already know what it's going to look like. And sometimes the hard part is getting it to look like what I see. You know what I mean? To match the colors to my visual, and then getting it there. But the painting is already done before I start. It takes me sometimes 2 to 3 weeks to paint one painting. Sometimes it takes a month because the paint doesn't dry so fast. And I'm a little sloppy. It's hard to work on a wet painting. So what tends to happen is I just thought of two paintings. Wow, that's just so cool. I love when stuff like that happens, you know, when it just comes to you. That's just God in the universe saying, this is what you're going to do, and you're just the vehicle now, because I'm the conductor and I'm the driver and you're the vehicle. I'm like, okay, I'll be the vehicle. I am the vehicle. Drive me. I'm happy to have you aboard. Oh, that does not sound so good. I have to tell you, it's very funny. Every single thing that I'm thinking and everything that I'm saying, as I'm saying it, I realize, it doesn't sound so good. It's funny. I've gotten addicted to a show that my sister-in-law got me into, Arrested Development. And there's a character in that show that really annoys me. I don't like that character, Tobias. And I just pulled a Tobias because everything I'm saying is like sort of kind of almost inappropriate. Maybe it's only in my mind, but I understand what I'm saying, and I can see where it goes wrong. I think that's the best way to put it. I think I'm going to just leave this all alone right now and walk away. Anyway, very funny. So I was asked, how long does it take? So technically, it's about every 2 weeks that I start a new painting, because it takes about that long for the paint to dry. And if I put it on the wall and just paint on canvas, it takes longer because it's against the wall. It's breathing, but it's not breathing the same way. It's all about the breath. It's all about breathing. Isn't that the way that goes? Isn't that what I'm working on right now? I think so. And still, every single thing that you hear is never about you. It's about the other person. So the other day, I'm working for a friend of mine, and I'm telling you, I'm putting in a ton of hours. And I don't get paid by the hour. I get paid by the month. So I'm doing all this work, and I'm there, and I'm trying to knock it all out in one day. Well, I was able to do 9 months in one day. It was about 10 hours. But it's 90% done. It's not finished. Now it has to be all thrown into a spreadsheet. So I did the physical work. Now I have to do the spreadsheet, which is time consuming, but much more quickly done. That was very funny. Okay, anyway, so after I was finished, I got up and I was like, oh my God, my back is all twisted up and I'm, you know. And so one of her tenants is there, and he's like this personal trainer. I don't know. He's a healing hands kind of guy, although I don't know if he really particularly ascribes to quote-unquote Reiki, but he's got a gift. So I said, can you just give me a tweak? And I have to tell you, he like pops my back and he's telling me one of your ribs was out, and I'm like, how do you know? He's like, because when it cracked, it made a different sound, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So by the time he's done tweaking and poking and prodding and puts his hand on my stomach and he says, okay, take a deep breath. And then he says, you don't know how to breathe. And I was thinking that's really funny because, you know, one of the classes that I'm doing talks about the breath work. And there are like 400 different types of breath, of breathing. There's like, you know, you can breathe into your third eye, you can breathe into your throat chakra, you can breathe into your heart chakra, you can breathe in. So there's seven chakras that you can breathe in. That's seven breaths right there. And then there's all different types of yogi breaths, you know, where you're working on all different parts of your body. You know, I know that if my lower back hurts, I breathe into my lower back. And if my neck and my shoulder hurt, I breathe into my neck and my shoulder. So it's all relative, of course. I love that word. I think relativity is my whole life is all about relativity. Isn't that the way that goes? Yes, it is for me. Yes, for me. Yes, for me. Yes, for me. And it's all about me now, isn't it? Isn't that the way that works? Isn't that what we're just talking about? Yes, I think so. So there you have struck the hammer right on the head. Boom. One shot. I love that. I don't know if you've ever worked with construction, but when you can take a hammer and hit a nail in one shot, you know, you tap it, get it standing, and then hit it really hard, and one shot it's in. That's a good day. Anyway. So I have to tell you, there are so many people that are in my thoughts and my prayers, and it's funny because I have a handful of people that call me up and specifically ask me to, you know, put someone or think of someone or send some energy or this or that. Very interesting. Yeah, I like that. So I have a lot of people. That list is getting longer and longer. And the more you do, the more you have to do. You know that saying, give a busy person something to do and it'll get done? I think I'm that busy person right now. And I don't like the word busy. I'm that person that's playing constantly. I am playing all over the place. I am running. And it's like the last few days I've just been, I don't know, I guess on overdrive. So going to bed super late, getting up super early, and then rushing out of the house. And then by the time I get home, I'm like, oh, my God, it's just so good to just sit down and chill. And then, I don't know. So that's how it's been going. And all of a sudden, there you have it. Now it's the middle of November. So like I said, this month has just shot by. So my energy level now, in comparison to what it was, even like 3 weeks ago, is like 100% different. And my energy level is almost about where it was, I want to say about 7 or 8 years ago. What does that say? Yeah, in my mind that says quite a lot, actually. I don't think I can explain that to you in a half an hour phone conversation on my radio show, but I have to say that I totally get that. And if you're interested and you want to know, give me a shout and we can have a chat. I think that's where I'll leave that. So I have a new Kuan Yin. It was a gift from a friend, and I have to say I'm really loving it. And that one's in my bedroom on my shelf with all my sculptures. So it's kind of interesting. Everybody's telling me how much they love my work right now. And I find that interesting because everybody always loved my work before, but now it's like everybody's telling me, oh, my God, your work has gotten so much better. And I'm like, okay, well, that's really cool. I appreciate that. Thank you. So it's kind of funny, but interesting. I don't know. These are the things that it's like, it's kind of hard to almost say that as well, but I don't know. I'm looking at my Kuan Yin, another one. This was a gift. This is a Kuan Yin that I have admired for so many years, I can't tell you. And this summer, I cleaned her, washed her, and when I started to wash her off, the paint that was on her peeled away. I may have already talked about this, but I'm sitting here and I'm looking at her. And there are certain places where, so I spray painted her. So I ran out and I bought bronze, two different types of bronze, a warmer and a cooler, and I bought gold. Excuse me. And so I spray painted her, and some of the places that she spray painted, it's like super smooth. And there are some places that are kind of like rough and textural. And I kind of like the super smooth. And I'm thinking maybe I should give her another hit of spray paint, because maybe it was the paint that made it, like closed all those gaps and made it smooth. I don't know. I'm thinking. You know, it's funny. My mom always does stuff like this. Like, she'll find something that she loves, and she'll paint it, or she'll have me paint it. But it's her vision. It's her thought. It's her idea. And I just carry out the command. Okay, I'll do that for you. Lisa, I need you. Yes? I need you to do this. Okay. This is my vision. Can you do it? Of course. You know, and so it's really funny. So I always take care of all these little things, and I'm always, you know, but they're basically her idea, her vision. So she always bought this like paint where you paint it on. It wasn't spray paint so much. This was spray paint. And I have gold paint in the studio. In fact, I think I need to go and buy, excuse me, I'm sorry. I have to go and buy more gold paint, because the last two paintings, I actually used gold paint. And I have to tell you, that stuff stinks. It's so toxic, it's not even funny. And I had the door open, and I had the fan on, I had the vent on, and I was like still like asphyxiating myself bit by bit. I was like, oh my God, this is just killer. So as I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you right now, I already have the next two paintings. The painting I'm working on, I already know, and the second painting, I already know. And I have to tell you, I kind of already know the next four, because I ran out to Michael's. So let me jump ahead. So I go to Michael's, and they're having this amazing canvas sale. Like, it's just this crazy sale. So first day I go, they're having buy one, get one. So it's 50% off. So I go and I buy a handful of canvases, and I pay for two what I would have paid for one. That's a great deal. That's 50%. Excellent. 2 days later, I go back. I'm looking at something, and they have a 3-for-1. I'm like going, oh, my God, now I want to stock up. So I go to a couple of different Michaels, and they don't have any canvases that are good. Like, they're warped, or there's the canvas isn't hot, or something, there's a problem, or they don't have the size I want. So I'm paying for them, and I'm talking to the guy, and I'm like, what happened? The sale just happened. And he says, I put away a lot of canvases for my artist friends. I'm like, what? Ding, ding, ding. I need to become friends with somebody that works at Michael's, or get a job there myself, and have them put away the canvas for me. Oh, you know you're having a sale tomorrow? Good. Put these away for me. And then all I need is a bigger vehicle, because the canvas size that I'd like to work on will not fit in my car. Now what do you do? Will they deliver? He says they'll deliver, they'll ship. But, I think that's very funny. So I'm kind of like, what? So I want that 3-for-1 sale to go back, so I can go back and get 3-for-1, because I have to tell you, I would buy the bigger canvases. I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding? So, yeah, I need a big vehicle. Who has a big vehicle? Come, I need you. I need a big vehicle. So I have an ex that had a big enough vehicle, and we used to go and buy the bigger canvases. We could fit 48 by 60 in her truck. And so anything that'll hold 48 width, I need you. Right now, actually, I don't know if they're having that sale today, but I need you in general. I think I have one friend that might, but she's never around. She's so she's so busy. It's like, this is the one I'm working for, and it's like, to pinpoint her, I told you I just did 9 months in one day. So I'm not saying it took me 9 months to pin her down, but a good 2 months, maybe three, to get her June, July, August, September, October. Okay, so we're talking almost 5 months. Okay, well, hey, that's fine. That's half the time. But I said to her, listen, if I'm doing this for you going forward, and I know I am, I'm like, you can't make it more than 3 months at a time, because I don't want to sit and do 9 months at one time, because my back just goes, and it's not happy. And then it's yelling at me. Why? Because I sit really erect. And by the time I get up, I'm like, I can't move. So when I lay on the floor and this guy's giving me a fix, I lay down on my back first, and he's standing over me. He goes, well, now, and he grabs my jeans and he straightens my hips. He goes, now you're straight. I'm like, well, it was only like a half an inch off, but that felt really funny. So when he popped my back, it was like, oh, my God. I was just like, geez Louise. But I feel so much better. I feel so good right now. I don't know. I always feel good. I'm always happy, and then that's the way it is until I don't feel happy. But I'm usually happy no matter what. So anyway, I'm looking at my cat right now. He's playing with the blanket that's on the couch. And I'm thinking that I should have been putting a blanket up on top. You know, everybody covers their couches with blankets because they have kids and they're trying to protect it from blah, blah, blah. And I'm like looking at my couch going, you know, it was a nice couch when I bought it 7 years ago. It's still a great couch, and it's a fold-out. It's got a bed. And it was expensive. It wasn't inexpensive. And it's really comfortable. And, of course, it's called the fire couch because it's a microfiber. And when you sit on that couch in the summertime especially, you just cook. It's just so frickin' hot. So in the winter, it's great. It's really cush. It's comfortable, and it keeps you warm because it's just that's the material. You are so cute. I love when you play with that. 90% of my house is covered with cat toys. And I bought him a new toy, and he finally worked it out. He knows how to play with it. So he's just so cute. Anyway, so he's just destroying my couch little by little because I don't have stuff all over the couch to, you know, blankets, throw blankets and whatever. And I probably should have had them, but I didn't and I don't. And I'm looking at this couch and I'm thinking, you know, in 7 years, there's one cushion that looks like it's almost black because he just sleeps on that cushion all the time and he's a dark cat. And I'm like, that looks so disgusting to me right now. I could get something and throw it over, but I don't like what those blankets look like all over a couch. So now I'm trying to think, what do I get? I want a leather couch. And hopefully, you know, I cut his nails, but he does claw stuff. And he's got tons of stuff that he could claw, but he doesn't claw his own stuff, of course. He claws my stuff. That's the way that goes. Anyway, what are you going to do? You know, kids and animals, that's what they do. They destroy things, and then they move out, and then you get new stuff, and then you get new pets, and then you have all this beautiful stuff, and then you have company, and you never want them to sit on it. That's what our grandparents did, right? They covered everything in plastic. I don't want this to get ruined. Well, it's not going to look lived in then. I don't want plastic. I don't want that. I think that finally my computer has been backed up to my time machine. I think it's done. And actually, I'm looking at it. It looks like it was finished at 12:04 and it's 12:23. So that I know that I have only a few more minutes with you guys. But that's all good. Oh, did I just do that? I did that all kinds of wrong. I didn't... Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I didn't eject. Going into the next and final thing, I did. I just unplugged it. I didn't. I think it's okay. I don't know. My computer's so messed up that it didn't even give me a notice saying you didn't. You know, that was unplugged improperly. So I don't know. See what happens with that, right? It was done, and I just unplugged it, and now I've ejected it, and it won't go away. There you go. I don't think that there's any damage that I could do to this computer right now because it's so done, it's not even funny. You know, planned obsolescence. Don't we love planned obsolescence? Do you remember you used to be able to buy a computer and it would last you, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years? Okay, maybe that's a little excessive. But 10 years. I used to be able to get 10 years out of a computer. This computer was built in 2008. And I got it in 2009. And it's 2015, okay? And this computer is done. Finito. I mean, you can't, it's like just to open it to do something without, I'm not even talking about being online. I'm just talking about internal, like I want to look at something. It takes 10 minutes for anything to open up. It takes like 5 or 6 minutes for it to turn on. And then it just like spins and spins and spins. I'm like, are you thinking? What are you doing? So planned obsolescence, you know. And of course, you know, it's a Mac. So Mac doesn't make computers going forward that are less expensive, more affordable, like PCs. They make them more expensive and shorter lifespans. And they're constant. Every single year they have a new update. And so you install the new update, and by the fifth time that you want to install the next update, the computer can't handle it. Oh, that computer's done. So the dual processor in this computer, it's 2 gigs. And 2 gigs is nothing. So when I took it to Apple the last time, they're like, oh, you can double that. Go and get, I'm sorry, not double, quadruple that. You can go and get 4x4 and install it. So I go to this computer place and I tell them, I need this, this, and this. And the guy says to me, that computer can't handle it. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, well, they built it in such a way that you can't actually open it up and put that in, because they've put in some kind of a, like, I want to say a kill switch. I know that that's not actually accurate. It's not a kill. But there's some kind of something in there that you cannot override. So then he said to me, if we could do this, what you could do is you could double it and go from, it's 2 right now, and you can make it 4, which would really enhance it. But they don't make that anymore. I'm like, what do you mean they don't make that anymore? And he says, well, it's just, it became obsolete. It's like, oh, my God. Do you remember when you used to go and buy a flash drive, and you'd be like, you go and you buy something that was megabytes, you know, and you'd be like, oh, I need that flash drive, and it's 25 megabytes. And you're like, well, that's huge. And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, a megabyte's not big, you know. So you go and you get the next one, and now it's a gigabyte. Now people are buying terabytes. It's like, you can go and you can buy an 8-gig flash drive, and it's not big enough. You know, I remember I bought like 4 of them. Now they make them 16 and up, but a terabyte is better. So they're telling me the next computer I get, I should have something that has like terabyte capability. Now, my nephew, one of my nephews, I have 2 nephews, but one of them built his own computer. He's 17 now. And this kid's, like, really amazing when it comes to technology. And they really, they all are, because they grew up with it, right? I'm not saying that we didn't grow up with it. I definitely grew up with it. But, again, there was a learning curve. It's like, it wasn't as, I don't know, hands-on as it is now. It's like everything's touch, and it's like, it's more user-friendly, and it's more intense. So, because it's user-friendly and it's a higher quality, it's like everything goes up. The standard goes up, right? So my nephew built his own computer. I want to say it was probably, wow, 90 seconds. See, I told you only I had a short time left with you. So he built his own computer. I want to say that it was like, I want to say 6 years ago. And I remember that he was telling me, oh, it's a tera this, blah, 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 blah. And I said, a tera, terabyte? You put it, you, really? What the heck? And I didn't know what that was then. And I'm like going, now I know gigs, and gigs are like, gigs are huge. He's like, terabytes, Aunt Lisa. And I said, okay, 60 seconds. So, you know, it's like the capability. So the computer I'm looking at now doesn't have a CD drive. You can't even put a CD in it. Now, I remember when they had those floppy disks, I went and I got an external floppy drive that you plug in so that I could use it. I never used it. And I remember buying it and going, oh, all right, whatever. It's sitting in a closet. And I'm like, you know how much shit I have purchased because I got a computer that didn't have that capability? And now I'm going to get my next Apple whenever I get it, and it's not going to have a CD drive. I'm like, oh, I don't want to buy an external CD drive, you know? It's so crazy. It's just, I don't know. I used to burn all my own DVDs and CDs with all my artwork, and now I'm like, you can put it on a flash drive. you know. That's what the next thing is going to be. You're going to send the flash drive in the mail. So we went from slides, I guess long ago it was always slides. So you go from slides, negative slides, then you go to, you can send it via email, then you can put it on a CD-ROM, then you put it on a DVD because the DVD holds more information. What are they going to do next? You're going to be buying flash drives and sending artwork with a flash drive? Now, I have to tell you, that would be so easy. That would be spectacular. Who's going to do that? Because there are still some places that are so incredibly antiquated, they want slides. I'm like, listen, I don't have slides. I don't do slides. I have slides from like 100 million years ago, you know. Yes, I do. From the 80s, I have slides, you know, because that was the very first thing you did. So when I was in high school, and my best friend's brother could do pictures and do all that stuff. So, you know, in the 80s, he would put it all on. And then, so then the 90s, people were still taking, so there you go to college, and now you're putting it in. Okay, here, I have this. And they're like, oh, good. And then years later, you're like, well, who does that? But I still used to get my artwork photographed. Even in the 90s, I got it photographed professionally. Then I started to do it, and I was like, oh. Anyway, this show is over. I'm pretty sure that she said we're done. So anyway, that's the craziness. That's the way it goes. So my heart is out for France. I hope that they can do something, combat this BS, because it's just ridiculousness and really heartbreaking. So anyway, happy birthday, DR. Many happy returns. Everybody have a fabulous week and weekend. And I will be back with you Wednesday next week. Wednesday, when else? As I'm off next week, I'm not teaching. And then back on the following. But anyway, so I will speak to you before Thanksgiving, which is really my favorite holiday. That, my birthday, and Halloween. Okay, all of the good stuff. Sukkot, I don't know. Anyway, so this is Lisa of the Lisa Show saying thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Bye.